The word bacteria likely conjures up nasty images in your mind of E. coli, several strains of which are a common cause of food poisoning. Or, perhaps grimmer still, you're reminded of the Black Death, a series of bacteria-inspired plagues that swept through 14th century Europe. But bacteria are not so isolated from us physically to be found only in some contaminated foodstuff, like some bad E. coli, or from us historically, like those bacteria behind the Black Death. In fact, they can be found almost everywhere on and in the human body, on our skin, in our mouths, guts, kidneys, just to name a few, and they're present in almost unbelievable numbers. On average, a human body has about 10 times more bacteria cells living in and on it than it has human cells. So, in a very real sense, you're more bacteria than human. Additionally, not all bacteria are such bad guys. In fact, quite the opposite is true. Your skin, for example, hosts a zoo of friendly bacteria that fight off real micro bad guys, giving you a sort of invisible armor against harmful intruders. And you have trillions more bacteria in your intestines, helping you digest your food and keeping your immune system running strong. And further studies have found that some bacteria in the human gut may help adults ward off kidney stones and prevent children from developing asthma. So the next time you hear the word bacteria, don't let the few rotten apples spoil your opinion of the whole bunch, for many more of them are your friends than are your enemies. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Watt with help from Daniel Kearns in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on A Moment of Science. You can connect with us at our newly redesigned website, amomentofscience.org.